It's the fantasy countdown, not the final countdown, the fantasy countdown.
Oh, Rudy, don't say that because I don't want to get sued, okay?
We're not getting sued. It's a blah, 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 blah countdown. No, it's the fantasy countdown. Rudy Campos Jr., Coach Gio, Chris Galler, the man behind the glass, coming to you another edition of
the fantasy rankings. Are we going to ever have Chris
on the show? Chris is on the show. Probably not, according to him behind the glass. But hey, last week we delivered the fantasy quarterback rankings as well as tight end rankings, defensive rankings going in to the fantasy football season. Today we hit the meat and the bone, basically, with the running backs and wide receivers. Again, everything that we do ranking-wise is PPR ranks. That's how we go ahead and do our rankings as well. If you want to get our rankings, go to the website, www.sweeptheleague.com. You'll find all of our rankings there. They will be updated weekly. Also, we will post them on social media as far as Twitter and Facebook goes. So let's go right into it, man. Fantasy football running backs, the top feel are going to be going into the fantasy season. Number one, obviously, you know, it's a 1 and 2 is that back and forth type thing that a lot of people see. Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, nod goes to McCaffrey, had a fantastic season last season. I think, you know, okay, they say, well, Cam Newton's not there no more. I don't give a damn who's there. Christian McCaffrey is still going to have this type of season. Yeah, he's still going to have that type of season. I'm going to tell you right now, I love Saquon Barkley, but Jason Garrett scares the hell out of me. And that's why I have him at that number two position like you do too, but I'm shaking a little bit. Do I have any reason, or does anybody have any reason not to draft Saquon in the top two? Maybe go with the Zeke Elliott or Kamara?
Oh, Rudy, I think Saquon last season, you know, just wasn't completely there. The team wasn't very good. Lots of injuries. Eli Manning was trash. Daniel Jones was trash. So, you know, you really just couldn't really gauge. I think Garrett is actually a really good offensive coordinator type of play caller than actual head coach. So I think he'll be fine. They have talent on that offense with the emergence of some of their wide receivers. Evan Ingram, if he can stay healthy, Saquon Barkley should be getting a ton of touches in the running game, in the passing game. I mean, he's your every down, well, not every down workhorse, but he is a workhorse indeed. So I think he'll be fine. I think Garrett will be able to use him like he did Ezekiel Elliott. Last season, Zeke did catch a good amount of balls, and the year before has increased kind of that catch radius. And I think Saquon Barkley will do the same. I want to see more from him, though. I feel like I haven't seen the Saquon that we envisioned, but yeah. I think we'll see.
You know, going down the list here, I mean, obviously Zeke is top four. You've got Kamara at three. I like number 6 and 7. Now, I like 6 because you have Josh Jacobs from Oakland at number 6. You have 7. You have the rookie, the first rookie on the board for the fantasy running back rankings is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. CEH from Kansas City. This is kind of part of the draft where, okay, you've got the top four. You've got Dalvin Cook at 5. To me, it's not wrong if you go say, okay, I'm sitting at 5. I want a running back, obviously. Do I go with Dalvin Cook? I would not have a problem if you went with a Josh Jacobs. If you did go with the CEH, yeah. I wouldn't even have a problem if you went with a Joe Mixon at 5. I mean, I really think these guys from 5 to 8 roughly are interchangeable at any position. You're not going to go wrong with there. Let's take one of these guys here. We talked heavily about him on our 4th and 40 show, and that's CEH, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. How much as a rookie, how much of an impact is he going to have? Because he wasn't a Saquon Barkley coming out. He wasn't a Christian McCaffrey coming out of the draft. You know, he wasn't a Zeke Elliott coming out of the draft. But we have him ranked really high in the inside the top 10, way inside the top 10. You know, 7. I have him at 6 or so. You have him at 7. Is it worth the hype?
I think it is, Rudy. And I know there's a lot of consensus out there saying he's overvalued too much. He's a rookie. Kareem Hunt, Rudy. Another Kansas City running back. When he came in, remember, I was drinking the Kool-Aid, and did he not deliver for me that season? I can definitely see Andy Reid. He has these seasons or certain points of the season where he likes to mix running backs. You know, he'll give more touches I mean, Damian Williams, can we say that, did they forget about Damian Williams, Rudy? A guy who ran for over 100 yards in the Super Bowl. Literally, no one's talking about him at all. Clyde, I just think he is having some issues right now, though, in pass protection, which is a little worrisome. But I just think the talent is there. And Andy Reid, listen, he loves new toys. And this is going to be a new toy for him. And I expect Andy to put him in the passing game. And look, he doesn't have to have 20 touches, Rudy, to be effective. No. Let's make this clear. This is an offense that does have a lot of mouths to feed, which makes me think, well, that means there's going to be room for the running back. You also have Washington as well, but I just think he's going to get his touches. Touchdowns will be there for him. He just needs to make sure that he protects the quarterback, because if you don't, you're going to lose your job.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's going to be an asset to the Kansas City Chiefs. You've got Derrick Henry at number 10, King Henry. You know, I can't say that that's a wrong ranking. I like him there.
It was tough for me because he doesn't do a lot of receiving, right? So it's just mainly a rusher.
Yeah, one guy in the top 10 that we need to keep an eye on who could really jump his position is Nick Chubb at number 9. Knowing that offense the way it is, it's like I said, we talked on the 4th and 40 show for the AFC preview. Obviously, the Cleveland Browns are really good on paper. So be on the lookout for Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Definitely could be a strong back going into the season. We're going to go over to rankings 11 through 20 here. Look at our board again. You can follow it on the website, sweeptheleague.com. Go to the fantasy football count, the fantasy countdown, and you can check out our rankings there if you want to see where we have everybody ranked. Going into 11 through 20, you got guys like an Aaron Jones and Austin Eckler, Kenyon Drake. We see a Melvin Gordon on here, Leonard Fournette coming in at 19, Todd Gurley at 18. Big name that jumps out on this list right here is at number 15 for me, Jonathan Taylor, another rookie, knowing that the coaching staff already said Marlon Mack is the starting running back. We've got Jonathan Taylor ranked really high, and Marlon Mack nowhere to be seen. What are we feeling about Jonathan Taylor?
Rudy, I know you probably looked at this and said, what the hell is Gio thinking? No, the coaches lie, Rudy. The coaches are never truth tellers. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I've heard tons of coaches. Yeah, you don't give away the plan.
I think Jonathan Taylor, I just think he's going to be the man. And I know 15 is high, but think about it. You're probably going to draft Taylor and, you know, close to Marlon Mack. These guys are kind of interchangeable. I just would rather go with Jonathan Taylor. I think the ceiling is a lot higher where you're going to be able to draft him. And Devin Singletary is another guy, Rudy, that I was really not sure of just because of his fumbling issues in practice so far. He's having, I don't know about him, because Zach Moss can come in, Rudy, and he can be the guy, right? So
I believe so.
And Todd Gurley, you know,
he's on his last legs, man.
He's on his literally on his last knees. Yeah. But another value pick here, Chris Carson. Chris Carson doesn't get a lot of love, and I know I have him here at 20, but you can easily move Chris Carson up to 14 or 15.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. One guy definitely on the 11 through 20 list that we've got in front of us here, one guy that I think could have a good season, but he's got to get back into form, is Melvin Gordon at 16 with Denver. I mean, you've got Phillip Lindsay. I believe Melvin Gordon gives you a much better passing running back. Yeah. So in PPR, it's going to be value to get Gordon. A lot of these guys that I'm looking at, you can get them. I think you're going to see these guys third, fourth round, possibly. I wouldn't be surprised to see a Melvin Gordon drop into the, you know, third round, fourth round. That's where you want to get some of these value picks at. I mean, yes, well, really, we've got Leonard Fournette at 19.
As Melvin Gordon is, he's probably going to split some time with Phillip Lindsay. That means you can get Phillip Lindsay late in the draft.
This is the year you want to handcuff those running backs, because you've got a Gordon, you've got a Lindsay, you've got a Devin Singletary. Yeah, you've got a Devin Singletary, you've got a Zach Moss, you've got a Marlon Mack, Naheem Himes, Jonathan Taylor backfield in Indianapolis. I mean, you still got a lot of things. You got even with the Chargers, like we talked about in the 4th and 40 show with the AFC preview, you've got an Austin Eckler, you've got a Justin Jackson, but you did go get a Joshua Kelly. So the running back position in fantasy this year is not, you know, cut and dry. It's actually you're going to have to do some thinking on it. Chris Carson, definitely. You've got the guys like Chris Carson, a Fournette, a Zeke Elliott, a McCaffrey. These guys are your clear-cut number ones going into the season. But you have more more teams that are going to do running back by committee. So that's what makes this year so tough when it comes to running backs. I mean, even the Packers, you know, Aaron Jones had a really good season. Is he going to have that same kind of season this year? I think you're going to see less of it. I mean, but again,
it's tough to gauge. But already at this point, since the running back is not as deep as it once was, certain guys you're just going to have to draft and just kind of wing it.
Yeah. You know, before we go on our first commercial here on the Fantasy Countdown, number 14, real quick, I want to look at that. Kenyon Drake. He had a superb season last year when he got traded to Arizona. I think he can actually have that same kind of year. If not even better, would he finish in the top 10? That's kind of a borderline question.
If he stays healthy, I think that's the biggest thing. If he stays healthy in this offense where they're going to run the football, and Rudy, he's going to be used a lot in the passing game as well, which this is a PPR ranking. And whether you're half point PPR or full point PPR, that's points. And he's going to be used a lot. He was used a lot last season because David Johnson couldn't do squat. So Kenyon Drake, if healthy, he could be definitely a top 10 guy.
Definitely. This is the Fantasy Countdown. Rudy Campos Jr., Coach Gio, Chris Geller, the man behind the glass, giving to you your running back rankings. We'll finish up the running back rankings when we get back from commercial. Rudy Campos Jr. here, reminding you to listen to the Sports Dime from the Carrasco Realty Group Studios here on 9:30 a.m. The Answer, every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. If you'd like to be a sponsor of Sweep the League, 4th and 40, and the Fantasy Countdown, contact me, Rudy Campos Jr. My email is rcomposjr@icloud.com. Welcome back to the Fantasy Countdown. Rudy Campos Jr., Coach Gio, Chris Geller, the man behind the glass, coming to you every single Sunday, giving to you all your fantasy rankings, all your fantasy love. We are talking running backs here. Before we forget, you can follow me on Twitter. It's @SweepTheLeague. Follow Coach Gio. It's @CoachGio. Add an extra O at the end. And if you want to follow the man behind the glass, Chris Geller himself, it's @OfficialMr300. Again, if you want to get our fantasy rankings, go to www.sweeptheleague.com, where you'll find all of our fantasy countdown rankings there each and every week. The list that we go by for the pre-draft rankings is on there. It will be on there as well. So not only that, you can follow our fantasy countdown football leagues as well. We've got two of them going. Champion gets a championship belt. Those leagues have pretty much filled. We've got a lot of people in the media, actually, local media that's joined us here on the Fantasy Countdown participating in those leagues. So that should be fun. Getting back into running back talks, running up the last part of the rankings here, the caboose area, 21 through 30. This is where we see some familiar names and wondering why they rank so low. Well, it's because we kind of really don't know why. You know, we don't know what to expect when it comes to some of these guys. You know, you've got a Cam Akers at the Rams. They don't have a Todd Gurley anymore. They've got a Daryl Henderson, but Cam Akers is the guy you want to get in Los Angeles. You see James Conner, health, man. You know, it's the health thing about James Conner that we don't know about. Mark Ingram makes this part of the list, but you have a J.K. Dobbins you've got to worry about. You know, not only that, you know, Ronald Jones comes in here and, you know, he's got obviously a better QB. He's not having to worry about Jameis Winston anymore.
Yep.
But then you've got a guy on this list that I definitely want to get into real quick. Actually, two, but the first one I want to get into is at 25. Raheem Mostert from the San Francisco 49ers.
Wait,
Mostert,
it's Raheem Mustard.
Mustard, whatever. I'm going to call him Mustard.
I'm just kidding.
Whatever. We'll call him whatever. I'm going to see how I play it like that. Mostert. So basically, you had him coming in last season towards the end of the year. He was putting up fantasy numbers. Ranking him at 25 on your list. If I looked at my list, I actually have Raheem right around the 18-19 range. Let me ask you, for you having Raheem at 25, what was the reasoning behind that? What made you put him at that area?
Well, there's two things, Rudy. Health is a big thing. And Kyle Shanahan, Rudy, he's similar to Bill Belichick. He'll use a running back 1 week, another running back the next week. He likes to ride the hot hand, and maybe that hot hand is Tevin Coleman. Maybe it's, you know, though Matt Breida is gone, so there's that. I think this was tough for me because I really wanted to move him up, but those two things, health and the fact that Kyle Shanahan is a guy that just he comes out in different formations, different sets, and you might have a running back 1 week get hot, and he might be that way for a few weeks, and then bam, he's not hot. Someone else has run the show in San Francisco. So that little bit of not knowing if Kyle's going to ride him the entire season and the injury problems that Raheem has kind of suffered the past few years is my two biggest concerns.
I totally get that. I can see that very much. Tevin Coleman, I actually love Tevin Coleman. I wish he would have stayed with the Atlanta Falcons, but he didn't. But I can see what you're saying there completely. And this is another guy that I want to bring up here before we get on to some of these other running backs. DeAndre Swift is at 28 on your list here out of Detroit. I understand they have Kerryon Johnson, but is it dumb of me to think that, because I've got DeAndre Swift actually ranked at like 22, 23, a little bit higher than what you've got him at. But because of the expectations we have of Matthew Stafford, and of course he's got Kenny Galladay, he's got some good receivers there, I think I have a feeling DeAndre Swift is that one running back where you can get really late, probably what, are we thinking round six, maybe round seven?
Probably, right around there. Yeah.
If he's there, grab him, because I think he can finish in the top 15 if Stafford stays healthy.
Well, that's the thing, Rudy. If he stays healthy, they need to keep him healthy. And what do you do, Rudy, to keep a quarterback healthy? You run the football. This is a team, percentage-wise, has been probably one of the worst rushing teams in the past few years, and probably the last decade. They just have an issue with just running the football. They got to run the football, protect your investment in Stafford. They got the receivers. The defense will improve. They have talent on this team. Swift, to me, as someone who watched him at Georgia, he's a straight-line runner, Rudy. He's going to run that whole protect Stafford, run the football. And I think Stafford's going to have a big year fantasy-wise. If he does, I think Swift is a guy that is going to have a pretty good year.
Yeah, I mean, could you – I mean, I don't know if you would agree with me on it, but could you see legitimately him, if Stafford stays healthy, that he could be a top 15 running back by the end of the season?
Yes, because remember, top 15, there's tons of things that go into that, man. For all we know, Swift can have a big receptions, right? I mean, he can get a lot of PPR points.
Yeah.
They just need to use Swift. I love Kerryon too, though. Kerryon's a great value in the later rounds as well. I just think Swift is a guy, and these rankings are so weird because when I was setting this up, there's just so many committees, so many unknowns for some of these players that you're just trying to put together a piece. But I love Swift this year. He's a Georgia guy, and just run the football. Keep protecting your investment.
Yeah, and, you know, another guy that is a value pick really late. I'm going to go on a little fantasy history here for you. We did, on one of my leagues was a keeper league, so shout out to Kev because it was his league. I ended up trading because I had Patrick Mahomes and Saquon Barkley on my team. And being that it's a dynasty league, you know, that's two good guys to have there. Well, I ended up trading Saquon to get two additional first-round picks this season, which turned into Jerry Jeudy and Justin Jefferson because my receiving core was really weak. What do I have? I have Derrick Henry as my other running back. I have a James Conner. And I also got a David Johnson in return for Saquon as part of the deal. So what I did was I sacrificed a really good running back to get, you know, a David Johnson who is could be a really PPR stud this season with Deshaun Watson. But I also did that to get solidify my receiving core for years to come. I mean, the Jerry Jeudy and Justin Jefferson really is two guys that are going to really make a big difference for any fantasy team. But David Johnson is the guy I'm getting at. I did trade for him. I looked at the value of the fact that Houston hasn't had a running back this valuable since Arian Foster. If you can get David Johnson to come, let's say, what, 75% worth of what he did, you know, in his early in his career?
Oh, no. I mean, if he does that, Rudy, then
this is value.
Potentially a Pro Bowl player, and he's going to help Deshaun out a lot. He's a great receiver out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. If he stays healthy, and I'm pretty sure that idiot and Bill O'Idiot will be able to use him in the run game, because Lamar Miller was used pretty well in the past few years before he got hurt. David Johnson is a great value pick. It's just, you just, the unknown, Rudy. You just don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, and you know, one of the running back by committees that we talked about being Melvin Ingram, J.K. Dobbins, but people got to realize is that it's not necessarily just a Melvin Ingram and Dobbins show. I mean, you've got Lamar Jackson, so people may wonder why do you have Baltimore running backs, especially Ingram, because Ingram did put up some good numbers last season. Why do you have them outside of the top 20? Well, reason being is because of Lamar Jackson. I mean, you've got a running quarterback who is going to eat up a lot of the rushing yards. And that's why, you know, for everybody that's new in fantasy, we get it. We totally get it. You know, Mark Ingram had a good season last year. The media, you know, the football guys are really hyping J.K. Dobbins. We do get it. But you've got to look at the bigger picture. I mean, you've got a guy like Lamar Jackson. You also got guys like Deshaun Watson, who it's going to affect the David Johnson on the rushes. You've also got Russell Wilson. You know, that'll affect some of the stuff in Seattle when it comes to Chris Carson. You don't have traditional quarterbacks anymore that are just going to hand off the ball and that's it. Thank you, Steve Young. You really turned everything around for everybody back in the day. But
and Rudy, also, there's so many split committees. There always seem to be a guy waiting in the wings to potentially take over. You see that in Detroit. You see that with the Ravens. You potentially see that in Tampa Bay. You see that with the 49ers. There's just so much uncertainty that, you know, you have to learn to put a blindfold, Rudy, and just select some of these guys.
Exactly. Don't read too much into it. I'm going to ask you real quick. We got a 2-minute break here. We got 2 minutes for our second break here. What one player would you stay away from as far as running back goes that you're just not going to draft? My, for me, is a guy we have actually ranked at 30th. That's Le'Veon Bell for the New York Jets. He's a big name. He's got a lot of hype. He's always had hype behind him. He had many successful years in Pittsburgh. I'm staying away from Le'Veon Bell when it comes to the Jets. I have better options. When it comes to anybody drafting, you know, for the Jets, really, if I'm looking at anybody, it's going to be somebody outside of the running back position for the New York Jets. I'm not even really so high on Sam Darnold, but a guy like a Denzel Mims would be good to draft. Jameson Crowder, I think, is going to have a massive PPR year. But yeah, for me, it's Le'Veon Bell. Who do you got to basically just stay away from?
To me, Rudy, and even though I have him ranked, I'm going to go with Kenyon Drake. I ranked him high just because his ceiling is so high for him. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little worried about his injury problems and the fact that he's just always nicked up, always hurt. And he plays in a tough division, Rudy, in the NFC West.
Yeah.
And with Chase Edmonds kind of waiting there, you got, you know, Benjamin. He's literally a guy I just don't know. I ranked him as high as I did, simply because his talent is just so high that, and pass on him if he's there at that perfect spot, you take him. I'm just worried about his injury problems.
Yeah, I can definitely see
that.
And
Rudy, he was walking in a boot, Rudy. The guy was walking in a boot last week. So I don't understand.
We can see that. Definitely can see that happening. You know, one guy real quick to keep an eye on is James Conner from Pittsburgh. You're getting Big Ben back. So he might actually finish within the top 15 as well. This is the Fantasy Countdown, getting all your running back rankings out of the way. Rudy Campos Jr., Chris Galler, the man behind the mask, Coach Gio. We'll be right back.
Hey, are you looking for that local flavor, that local burger flavor? Look no further than Burger Boy. Oh, the wonders that is Burger Boy. Are you a working man? Of course you're a working man. Do you like working overtime? Not all of us do, but when it comes to Burger Boy, they have both the working man special and the overtime special. For you working men out there, that's a double Burger Boy, large fries, large drink. And for those of you working overtime, add that extra meat. We're talking triple Burger Boy, large fries, large drink. Yes. Yes, Burger Boy, the wonder that is San Antonio.
And welcome back to the Fantasy Countdown, where we counted down your running back rankings. In the first two segments, we're getting into the last part of the rankings now, which are wide receivers. Rudy Campos Jr., Coach Gio, the man behind the glass, Chris Galler, making everything happen. Again, if you want to see our rankings, go to the website, www.sweeptheleague.com. You'll be able to find everything there. All our rankings are based off PPR, which is very important for these next couple of segments because we are talking about wide receivers. Real quick, social media, find me at Twitter, at sweeptheleague. Find Coach Gio on Twitter. It's at Coach Gio. Add the extra O at the end. And Chris Galler, the man behind the glass, first social media. His Twitter is at OfficialMr300. So, wide receivers, man. This is where we get into it really, really, really well here. 1 through 10. Let's get 1 through 10 going here for wide receivers. I believe everybody's consensus number one is going to be Michael Thomas from New Orleans. That obviously is, I think, everyone's first choice. I want to just come right off the bat to you and ask you, where do you take Michael Thomas in the draft? What round?
This is a tough one for me because, I mean, he gets so many. I mean, the guy gets thrown to, it seems like, 500 times a game. And he's essentially like a running back as well. I mean, his point total just kind of just seems like he's just getting looked at every single time. Rudy, to me, it's probably in that 7, 8, maybe 6 range, right? Because we look at Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook right now is going through a contract issue, Rudy, and I'm not 100% sure how that's going to work out. So I definitely see him in that tier of probably mid to late first round.
Yeah, no, for sure. Sorry, my mic went a little cold there. Devontae, you know, I like Mike Thomas, but what I'm looking at too is you've got Devontae Adams right there, DeAndre Hopkins. These are two guys that I'm not buying into it, Gio. I'm really not.
Wait a minute. You're not buying to Devontae Adams being the guy in Green Bay and getting all the targets?
I'm buying the fact that he's the guy in Green Bay. But I just have this feeling that it's not going to be all, you know, glitter and glam in Green Bay this year.
For him to have 10 touchdowns and 1,200 yards, and they're in, and he hits the ground running. Yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying he's not top three. I'm saying I don't have him at two. I honestly, I don't even have Hopkins at three when it comes to my rankings. I really have Julio and Tyreek up there, because with Hopkins, it's Kyler Murray, man. I mean, did Kyler show enough last year to warrant DeAndre Hopkins getting?
He may not shown all that, but he's going to take a next step. And that offense with Kenyon Drake now, if he obviously stays healthy, is a team that, I mean, listen, Hopkins has been great with how many different quarterbacks, Rudy? How many different quarterbacks, how many bums has he had?
Yeah, that's a hell of a point.
I mean, how many quarterbacks that he's had that's just been trash? I mean, man, I don't remember those trash names, but they're pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? That's a hell of a point, because you're right. He did have a lot of trash quarterbacks, and Kyler Murray is not trash.
Yeah, he's not trash.
He's not trash. For me, it's the Hopkins thing. Is I have to wait and see this season. Okay. It's really big for me to wait and see, to put him in the top three. I know he was regarded as one, if not the best wide receiver in fantasy football. That obviously that title goes to Michael Thomas this year. Devontae Adams, I do understand. I do know where you're coming from. It's just something about that offense. I don't see him getting that tier one type of production, which he's going to still get it. But I'm talking about top three, top four type thing. If I had to look at it, Devontae is probably right around four for me. I can make a case for three, but I have him right around four. The one guy that I do really see on this list that is a surprise to me is number nine. You've got to give me Allen Robinson, because obviously Trubisky's not going to make Allen Robinson any better, even if he is improving. You've got Nick Foles there. If Nick Foles gets a starting job, Allen Robinson, actually, I think he does finish in the top 10. He has the potential. I still don't have him. I actually had Robinson right around the 16, 17 range on my list. So I would love to hear what you've got on Allen Robinson and why do you have him ranked so high within the top 10?
Well, Rudy, Allen Robinson, I mean, he averaged about 10 to 12 targets a game last season. He had a very, very productive season. I think he's going to take a next step. The Bears' schedule is also very friendly as well. So my looking was, okay, he's the number one guy in Chicago. David Montgomery is going to be that workhorse. And I think whether it's Foles or Trubisky, and I know being in Chicago here, they're not too keen on Mitchell Trubisky. And I didn't even Nick Foles, should I say. I think Trubisky or Foles, whoever the quarterback is, or literally force feed this guy. He had 10 targets per game last season. It's going to increase. And he also had 100 yards, air yards per game last season. He literally was just force feed the ball. And I think that's going to be continued. David Montgomery, the running of the football. I think the Bears offense will be put in better positions. And I just think the target shares is just going to be there, Rudy, because who else is there? Jimmy Graham? I mean,
Anthony, you've got an Anthony Miller who's still really
good. You do have an Anthony Miller. He's a very good player. I just think the volume, the amount of volume put towards Allen Robinson's way, I just think it's just going to be too much for him not to eventually be in the top 10.
Okay. That was a good case. You also have a Courtland Sutton in there, Denver. He's going to have to compete, obviously, with the Jerry Jeudy, who they drafted.
I mean, Rudy, you know me. I like to spice things up, man.
I know, and I cannot say I don't have, you know, I don't agree with the top 10 you've got. I agree with a lot of it. The Allen Robinson part, I'm kind of, like I said, I have him in the 15 and 16 ranking, right over, right there on my area. But you do make the case that he does get the production. He does get the looks there at Chicago. So it could be where he is ranking in the top 10 by the end of the year. You know, everybody else on the list, you know, you've got obviously Julio, Tyreek, obviously Odell Beckham. You got the Tampa Bay boys in Godwin and Evans, who I think is going to actually get – Mike Evans is going to actually step up. I think he finishes in the top five this season when it comes to wide receivers in fantasy. Godwin is the main guy in Tampa Bay, I will say that. But it's just something about Mike Evans this year that I feel he's going to have a lot more looks, a lot more opportunities in the end zone, which is going to propel him into a top five ranking for me. I see Courtland Sutton. I get that. But again, it comes back to the DeAndre Hopkins effect. You know, it comes back even to the Allen Robinson effect. Drew Lock, do you trust Drew Lock enough to make Courtland Sutton that top 10 fantasy wide receiver that you have in pre-season ranking here?
I think so, Rudy. I think he's starting to mature. He's played well. He played really well last season. I think he takes that step. I think this entire offense takes a step forward. And, I'm pretty sure people are like, you know what, Gio, you're kind of a bit bullish on Robinson and Courtland Sutton, but I just really feel like these two guys could make this list. Because, really, fantasy football, every year there's a guy that makes the top 10. We probably didn't think that was going to make the top 10. And I just think these two guys are primed for a lot of target shares, even with Jeudy and Noah Fant. I think some guys will be good.
Can't disagree with you on that, man. I mean, there's some stuff we agree on. There's some stuff we disagree on. Let's get to the 11 through 20 rankings right here. This is another side of it. You know, you may think, well, we have Amari Cooper at 11, but Amari has Dak, and Amari, that's the problem. And I see that's the reason why I would have him outside of the top 10.
Yeah, well, Rudy, also, his home road splits are terrible. The guy is literally non-existent. He took himself out of the game in that Patriot game when he played against McCourty, which I think he had zero everything. Cooper, I can definitely see drop into the 20s, to be honest.
Bold statement, and I can see that too. And my reasoning behind it is you've got an explosive offense, but the problem is that you're not the most explosive receiver on the team. You've got... I think CeeDee Lamb is actually the more explosive receiver who they just drafted. If you don't have a CeeDee Lamb, then yeah, it's Amari all day. You know, it's Amare. That's how they say it in, you know, Italian and stuff. You've got Michael Gallup as well. Michael Gallup is an emerging wide receiver. The only position that they really struggle in Dallas is going to be the tight end position. And I think that you're going to, if McCarthy is smart, he's going to make that offense balance, because McCarthy's really known for what, Aaron Rodgers, you know, gunslinging it and all that good stuff. You don't want to do that in Dallas. You're going to waste away one of the best running backs in the league with Ezekiel Elliott. So if he balances it out, you're going to see production kind of simmer down a little bit from Amari from last season, but it hurts him even more because of the addition of CeeDee Lamb. So I can see why we have, you know, Amari. I have Amari at 12, actually, so we're not very different on that. One player on this list here, we got about a minute and a half here. We're going to come back, obviously, to this list, as well as the other rankings from 21 to 30. But real quick, man, Terry McLaurin out of Washington. This kid was doing some good things last year. He's doing some really good things right now in the offseason. Can he finish in the top 10? Because for me, it's going off the quarterback. If he gets good quarterback play, I can see a huge year out of Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, Rudy, as you know, I have a man crush on Terry McLaurin last season. He was a guy that I was kind of bullish on. I said draft Terry McLaurin, and he had a pretty good fantasy football season. He's a guy, it's all going to depend on that quarterback play, Rudy, and also the running game as well. But, man, he's just so fluid in his route running ability, his catching. He's just – sometimes I watch him play, and even some of the practice highlights, Rudy – he just seems so effortless the way he kind of just glides. And he's not a very big receiver as well. But nonetheless, it's all going to depend about Hopkins. But I think they're going to force feed him the ball. They're going to find ways. Ron Rivera will find ways to get Terry the ball. It's a similar situation for DJ Moore, right, in Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Rivera was there last season, and Moore had over 1,000 yards. So they're kind of similar in a way. But yeah, Terry McLaurin, man. I mean,
yeah,
the targets will be there. I mean, the targets will be there.
Oh yeah, I have no doubt about it. We still got more from the 11 through 20 rankings to get into. This is the Fantasy Countdown. Rudy Campos Jr., Coach Gio, Chris Galler, the man behind the glass. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to be a sponsor of Sweep the League, 4th and 40, and the Fantasy Countdown, contact me, Rudy Campos Jr. My email is rcomposjr@icloud.com.
And welcome back to the Fantasy Countdown, where we are ranking your running backs and your wide receivers. We're on the wide receivers list now. Last segment of the show. So far, we've ranked everything with the exception of the back part of the wide receiver rankings. We are talking about 11 through 20. We got into a little Amari Cooper talk, who we have him at 11. Also talked about Terry McLaurin, who is at 15. We're expecting him to have a good year. A couple of guys on this list that I do want to get into. One guy that might surprise a lot of people is at number 12, AJ Brown from Tennessee. It's not a surprise to us. It's just, again, you know, when we talk about wide receivers, we're talking about quarterback play. Tennessee is known for Derrick Henry, King Henry, having a big season. Can they spread the ball out a little bit more? Again, you got to worry about Jonnu Smith at the tight end position. Is AJ Brown going to be Tannehill's top target this year?
I think so, Rudy. And AJ Brown was another receiver. And there's so many damn positives that I had last season, was the reason why I won several leagues. And AJ Brown is an explosive player, Rudy. They love to get this guy out in space, down the field. He's a very explosive player. And I think AJ Brown, Tannehill might not be, you know, slinging around, but when he does, he was very effective last season, and he had 300 yards several times throughout those 8 games where he played, and A.J. Brown was a focal point of that offense. I know Jonnu Smith is there. They got some interesting pieces, but I just think A.J. Brown, the upside is there, and I wouldn't be surprised if he finished higher than Amari Cooper, Kenny Galladay, Terry McLaurin, any of these guys, really.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to say that I get some of the guys on the list, because we've got a Kenny Galladay, who we're expecting Matthew Stafford to have a really big season this year if he stays healthy. We've got him at a 13, DJ Chark at a 16. Again, you know, it just depends on the whole, you know, Gardner Minshew thing. But one guy that we've got, actually two guys that we've got on here, I'm going to start with number 20, Juju Smith-Schuster. His ranking can definitely be a lot higher depending on if Big Ben stays healthy. I can see Juju finishing probably minimum top 15 this season. Big season-wise, I don't know if he can make I don't know if he can actually crack my top 10, but I feel safer with him at 15. And also another guy, it's kind of like we're going back and forth on this one. The one's going up, one's coming down. I think Adam Thielen's production drops a little bit. I can see him staying in the top 20, but we have him at 17. I think he can actually go down to maybe about 19 as well on this list, only because of the rookie that is Justin Jefferson coming in. I'm really high on him. What do you think that's a possibility for both Juju going up and Adam coming down?
Yeah, Rudy, I could see that. I think Juju will probably rise up past 16. Adam Thielen with Diggs, as I know I've been a little harsh on Diggs, I think his production will drop a little bit for Adam Thielen, but he's a great route runner, great guy who stretches the field. You can't go wrong with both of them, but I will say if any were to switch, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the rankings are really good. I like from 11 through 20. You know, these are guys that you're probably going to pick up middle of the draft or so. These guys are always going to get you production. Obviously, both guys from L.A., Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods as well. And, you know, I think you still got value right here from 11 to 20, 21 through 30, those rankings in itself. This is where we see the first appearance of Keenan Allen from the Chargers, who we talked about on the AFC East preview show on the 4th and 40 show. I said he's going to have a decline when it comes to production because of the whole Phillip Rivers thing. You have him at 21. What kind of production can people expect out of Keenan Allen?
I think Keenan Allen's going to have another big season. You know, he did drop off last year because of course, old man Rivers. Keenan Allen, I just feel like with Tyrod Taylor not slinging it as much as I think there's going to be opportunity for Keelan a little bit more in the red zone as well. I just think Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry, both those two guys, I think are going to have pretty good seasons. They're going to continue that. And they're going to be able to run the football as well. So that's going to open up more passing lanes for Keenan Allen. So that was my thought process.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't think the production is there. Keenan Allen has always been one of the top, like, easily what, top six, seven guys drafted when the receivers are coming out. And he's always in the top 10.
Yeah.
I don't think he finishes in the top 10 this season.
All right.
His production is going to be good, but I would say maybe top 20, maybe as high as 15. I think I could see him happening if his season does turn around.
I mean, Rudy, I have him at 21, Rudy.
Well, I mean, when I say top 20, he'll finish within the top 20. So yeah, he'll be into the, you know, 20, 19, 18 rank, somewhere around there. This is where we also see Stefon Diggs going to Buffalo. I actually have Stefon ranked a lot higher than 22. I like Stefon right around that 15, 16 range. I know, you know, his production hasn't been great in Minnesota. Kind of hard when you have Kirk Cousins throwing it and he can't hit the side of a barn half the time. But you've got Josh Allen. You've got a younger QB. I think the connection they're having right now in training camp will spill into the NFL season. I expect pretty big things from Stefon Diggs. I don't think he's going to have monster fantasy numbers, but he's going to be that guy where you have, hey, you know, I'm in the fifth round. He might still be there right around round five. So that's where you kind of want to take him. Other guys on this list, I want to get your opinion on one of them. Number 26, T.Y. Hilton. Getting Phillip Rivers, doesn't that kind of bolster a T.Y. Hilton's ranking a little bit more, or do you really feel secure with him at 26?
You know, Rudy, it does, but T.Y. Hilton, you know, some weeks he's a hit, some weeks he's not, some weeks he's hurt, right? So that all factors, and also Phillip Rivers, the inconsistencies the past few years, just the up and down of Phillip, and I think Phillip will decline a little bit here. Though I think T.Y. is a great pick here. My thinking is just Phillip Rivers, is he going to be able in, you know, every single week? Just are the touches going to be there? Is Phillip's arm going to fall off, right? It's just,
yeah.
That's my thinking there.
I get that. I get that. I can see why he's there. Tyler Boyd is another one. Now, we got Tyler Boyd and also an A.J. Green sighting at number 30. Joe Burrow, you know, Joe Exotic, he's got the weapons. I mean, Joe Mixon's going to be the guy in the backfield. We talked about an A.J. Green. You know, if he stays healthy, he can be that main guy for Joe Burrow. I mean, Tyler Boyd is another guy that you definitely look at and be like, they've got some stuff here, but we can't forget a T. Higgins as well, rookie out of Clemson. Yep. This Bengals offense, we did mention again in the AFC preview show we had on 4th and 40. This could be a fun, exciting offense for Cincinnati. Is it surprising you that we've got two guys from that offense, both Boyd and Green, in the top 30?
No, really. I mean, Tyler Boyd last season, there were some low points, but overall, a really pretty good season with having the quarterbacks that he had played. Tyler Boyd had as well had a huge game that actually won me a fantasy championship last year. He had over 35 points in that last week's game. Just and if AJ Green really stays healthy, if he plays all 16 games, I find it hard to believe that AJ Green will not be potentially in the top 20 if he legit stays healthy. And he's the same AJ Green that we once known. But to have these two guys in the top 30, Rudy, and have Joe Mixon in the top 15, the Bengals offense, as you said earlier, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be – I think it's going to be exciting, man. This is a Cincinnati team that definitely is going to put up numbers. I think they're going to put up points. Are they going to be a juggernaut team overall in the NFL? Not necessarily, no. But this team, you know, with a healthy A.J. Green – you get a veteran wide receiver right there. Tyler Boyd can definitely, you know, he can definitely make some space for everybody else out there. T. Higgins is going to be the key. I want to see how T. Higgins does with this Cincinnati offense.
Hey, what about Jonathan Ross?
Job. I mean, again, you know, the names just keep coming out here. But what I want to see is if you can get a really good production out of Joe Mixon. Because not only that, you've got a Giovanni Bernard as well. I mean,
oh yeah, he's still there.
The Bengals offense is there. It just never had that click. So I think everything's going to click this season for the Bengals with Joe Burrow. There's no more Andy Dalton. He's in Dallas, obviously. You know, I can't really say a whole lot of things, you know, negative about the Cincinnati offense and watch they're probably going to go, you know, average 3 or 4 points the entire season, you know, couple safeties here or whatever, and that's it. Oh, Cincinnati averages 6 points a game and that whole offense sucks. But two guys on here, Russell Wilson's favorite targets, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. Out of the two, the potential to be in the top 15, I like Metcalf, man. Big, pokey receiver.
Rudy, he dropped so many. I've seen game. He dropped a lot of passes. If he can fix that issue with receiving wise, it could also be a mental thing. Rudy, Metcalf could explode. There were times last season where he would legit just drop a pass. Or like, dude, Metcalf to me, his ceiling, his floor is really high. I mean, he could have one of those years where it just literally come out of left field.
Yeah, and I mean, I am not saying that Tyler Lockett's going to be having a bad year. I don't see that at all.
No, but Tyler's just, I think I had him in fantasy last. He's just inconsistent. There were games where he just couldn't get open, right? And Metcalf would get open, he would just drop the ball, you know? So, though, I think you can't go wrong. I have Tyler like a little bit higher simply because the rapport with Wilson's a little bit better. But I could definitely see Metcalf explode this season.
Yeah, I mean, that would be huge because I think you can get DK pretty much towards the later rounds, which is
that's some great value in those later rounds for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, real quick before we move on, you know, to actually end the show and end the fantasy rankings for the fantasy countdown, because starting next week we're going to get into actual game time rankings.
Wait, Rudy, we're not doing kickers?
Oh, man, kickers, yeah, no. We got no time for kickers, so. Exactly.
I've been in a few leagues that literally don't have a kicker.
You know, that might be the way to go in some leagues, but I understand, too, hey, a kicker can make or break your season. Season is just forget the game season. So, yeah, you know, one guy real quick I just want to mention, Will Fuller, if he stays healthy. You know, even if he stays healthy, I don't think Will Fuller finishes in the top 30. You had him at 29.
He's a great, like, bet type of guy. Like, Like,
he's daily fantasy. Yeah,
he's a daily fantasy type of guy. Yeah. Year long, it's tough to gauge simply because the man just doesn't stay healthy. But when he is healthy, we've seen games where he literally explodes. I mean,
yeah.
Out of the water, his talent's amazing. I just have him here at 29 really because he can't stay healthy. I know I have Brandon Cooks. You know what? I don't even have Brandon Cooks in the top 30. So
yeah, you had him outside the top 30. I actually had him in the top 30. But
that's all you need to know about the Texans wide receiver.
Well, the good thing about it is, like we mentioned earlier, daily fantasy plays. So starting for next week as well for the shows, we're going to be giving you daily fantasy plays. We're going to give you, obviously, your start'em and sit'em type things, who's hot, who's cold, best matchups. We're going to give you all the fantasy insight you need to make the best decision for your team and your fantasy needs. Throughout the week, we're actually going to be posting some fantasy news, give some rankings and stuff. We do know that there's Thursday games, so we'll tackle some of the Thursday games for you. We may put out a little video, but we will put out some notes for you guys when it comes to the Thursday night games. But yeah, go to the website, www.sweeptheleague.com. You'll be able to hear our fantasy countdown show there, as well as the 4th and 40 show. But most importantly, you'll get our fantasy rankings there every single week. Everything we talked about today will be on the website, so you can go on there, check it out. That way you can draft the best team possible. Do we guarantee you a championship at the end of the fantasy league?
Hell no.
The only guarantee we get is that we will finish the championship.
We might give you one advice every week, and you might add us on Twitter, but that's okay.
Yeah. Considering if you play in one of our fantasy countdown leagues, we're probably going to give you some bad advice
because we want to win.
No, we're just playing. We don't have nothing like that. We're giving you the best fantasy advice we possibly can. Wrong. We give you the best fantasy advice, you know, as we can each and every week. So this was the fantasy countdown. Starting, like I said, starting next week, we'll be talking daily fantasy, give you everything you need to know to set your lineups right before the game start. Rudy Campos Jr., Coach Gio, Chris Geller, the man behind the glass, coming to you from the Fantasy Countdown. We appreciate y'all for listening. And hey, if you want to debate us, our Twitters are at Sweep the League, which is mine, at Coach Gio. Add the extra O at the end of it for Coach Gio. And of course, if you want to debate with Chris Geller, because he likes to debate from time to time, at Official Mr. 300.
Debate bowling.
Debate bowling. It's one of the bigger things. So, yeah, those are our Twitter handles as well. Again, this is the Fantasy Countdown. We will see y'all next week.